Live. It is a beautiful spring day in Portland, Oregon, and Columbus, Ohio is the other city represented on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay. And folks, I want to give you just a quick historical tour so people understand why Saturday AM Live was started a couple decades ago. And a gentleman by the name of Jack Zufeld, who is a personal friend for my wife and I and my parents, he wrote a book called The DNA of Success. And I was looking for a copy of it, and I just was looking in the wrong spot because I wanted a quote and reference right out of the book. But this book so impacted our lives that we actually invested into the publishing of it. We got a manuscript of it, and it, as a addition to humans being more, the way David and I were speaking yesterday, the way I described it was simply that if humans being more, that experience, that 1 or 2 day event that you take part in, that you invest yourself into, if that's the glove, this book, The DNA of Success, is the instruction manual of how to properly fit that glove onto your hand and utilize that glove. And in it, and the many conversations I've had with Jack, he talks about that if you want to learn, if you want to grow as an individual, you need to seek out people on subjects that you're of interest in, and you need to, you know, take them out to coffee, take them out to lunch, dinner, whatever, because a cup of coffee, even at Starbucks at $3, $4, $5, is a really inexpensive investment into knowledge. And when I started in Nikken, I was like, I got to figure out how to learn about this stuff. And the easiest way to do it is call people. You meet people at an event, or you see them on a webcast or a Zoom, or you hear their story. You do what you have to seek them out and say, I want to learn more. How did you do that? And sometimes it's maybe because you've got a loved one, or you've got a family member, or you've got a friend who might be going through that same thing. But ultimately, it's about reaching out to people. And we do this all the time. And if we'll honor people, then they'll reciprocate right back. And unless they charge a fee. Okay, but that's a whole other thing. But that's what compelled me to start Saturday AM Live, because I had a thirst for information and knowledge and wisdom, and the book of Proverbs talks about that. Ultimately, it comes from God. My point is, when I started reaching out to people, I thought, wait a second, I need to share this information with others. So thus, Saturday AM Live was birthed, and it's in that same mode that my friend David Jones and I got to become friends. But David, you're a little different in that I don't remember when it was, a few years ago, but you actually reached out to me. And I'd not had that happen that many times before. And basically, I'm going to segue and set this up, and you can talk about this, but before you even go into that, I want you to share your what we call Nikken elevator speech, as you did Thursday night as part of the ICANN plan. But David has been a physical trainer in that industry for over 3 decades, and I think I was bragging early Saturday morning about how I was doing, I can't remember how many crunches, 100, 125, while brushing my teeth. David simply sent me a text and said, hey, when you got a few minutes to talk, let's chat. The long and short of it, he taught me something about maintaining this temple, this physical body. I've never been into physical fitness. I've never been an athlete. I just never have. And unfortunately, my body suffered a little bit. I did almost reach 50 pounds more than I am now. But I'm in better physical shape than I am now than I was in my 20s. And I'm in the half century category. But my point was, David reached out to me. I didn't even have to reach out to him. And so, David, I want to say thank you up front. And so share with the group, share with those on the line. who are you? What do you do? And let's take it from there.
Thank you, Vance. I'd be happy to. Before I get started, I echo your sentiment about Elaine Conley. She's a great Nikken friend and colleague, and I've picked her brain the number of times. She's a wealth of knowledge, and I'm right in the middle of Ohio, and she's a couple hours northeast of me up near Cleveland, and she actually hosts our quarterly events for the Ohio and Pennsylvania area, and she does a phenomenal job. So I echo your sentiments about delaying on that. My background, when I was introduced to NECAN, I was working as a personal trainer. I love learning about this fascinating thing known as the human body that each of us lives in. And it's so fascinating, and what an amazing creation by God. And I was working as a trainer, and it was going really well, and I really enjoyed doing personal training. And I was fortunate enough to, during the years, about 15 years I was doing personal training, that a lot of my continuing education that you have to get once you're certified, I was able to attend the conferences and seminars of a man named Tom Purvis, and he's the number one expert in the country on biomechanics. And I learned so many fascinating things from him, and one of them was what I taught Vance. It's called time under tension. And as we've learned in NECAN, those of us that share NECAN, sometimes the most profound and effective things for the body aren't necessarily the most complicated. Sometimes it's the simplest things. And time under tension simply means that to get the most out of any exercise you're doing, since most of us are visual learners, you want to visualize. Once, say you're doing, for simple explanation purposes, say you're doing a sit-up or a crunch. By the way, I'm not a big fan of crunches. It's a waste of time. So if you do crunches, there's a better way to strengthen your midsection. To put that
and
little
David,
nugget
I got it. I got to interject because I love the way you're persuading. We all need to be doing some sort of physical activity. And I was an anti-exercise, anti-go-to-the-gym, anti-pay somebody like you to torture me. I'm smart enough I can torture myself if I want to go that route. But
I'm so
maximizing maximizing our time doing simple things like stretching or yoga or some of the other things, and that's what time under tension really was and has become to me. And I don't do it every day, that's the thing. But, man, it's so life-altering. So continue.
Well, and the way that you do it in a form of an isometric contraction where you're contracting the abdominal muscles, but the muscles are not changing length. An even more effective way to do it is if you're going to do a sit-up or a lunge or whatever body part you're working, time under tension simply means, and since most of us are visual learners, once you have turned on or contracted the muscle group that you're working, say it's your abdominals, you're going to do a sit-up. Once you have those abdominal muscles contracted, visualize somebody standing there with a stopwatch, and they're timing how long those muscles are staying turned on. Because the key to getting the most out of every single rep and every set and your entire workout, the key to getting the most out of that is giving your muscle tissue the best stimulation possible. So the longer that stopwatch is running, the more stimulated your muscle fibers are getting. And so my example with a crunch, if all you're doing is lifting your head and neck and shoulders and maybe even some of your chest off the floor, but then you're going back down, that stopwatch is not running very long. But if you actually, once you contract those abdominal muscles, if you come all the way up, if you keep squeezing those muscles and have them use them to pull you all the way up into a full sit-up and then go all the way back down to the floor, that stopwatch that's measuring that how long time are your muscles being stimulated, time under tension, you're getting much more time under tension on the way up and on the way down. So one sit-up, you're going to get several seconds more time under tension. So you will get more stimulation of the muscles from each rep, which is going to give you it's going to make that set more effective and then make your whole workout more effective. But with a crunch, the time under tension is much shorter. And the same way with if any of you guys listening go to the gym and you do any kind of a lunge exercise for the lower body, you'll see people go over to the dumbbell rack and they'll grab a set of dumbbells and they start doing walking lunges, walking across the gym. Just like the crunch, biggest waste of time, and it'll take twice as long to get results. So don't do walking lunges if you want the best results. Just my two cents on that.
And David, there's so much more than you're going to share just regarding time under tension, or TUT. T-U-T. Again, it's pretty simple, and I'm so grateful that you reached out to me, because I would have been bragging for years to come about how many crunches this half a century old body can do. And and my reason for doing that goes back to another physical therapist who, after having two hernia surgeries, I really was looking for ways. How do I make this so it doesn't happen again? How do I avoid re-injuring my core? And because there's a kind of a history of my family. Even my father, I jokingly said to him yesterday, "Oh, Dad, you're going to go for your second." I just forgot the name of that organ that he had taken out because of a fatty, a sugary diet. What part? Not your hernia, but not an appendix.
Gallbladder.
The other. Gallbladder. There we go. Thank you. Gallbladder. He had his taken out 5 years ago, actually on our oldest daughter's 16th birthday, because we visited him pre-surgery. And Kenneth said, "Grandpa, I was born in the same hospital 5 years ago today, and here you're going to birth a gallbladder." But he hasn't, unfortunately, changed his German sweet tooth. He hasn't conquered that. And I jokingly said to him yesterday, I said, "Dad, you're going for your second gallbladder surgery." "Oh, that's right. You only have one of them." And he said, "What do you mean? What's wrong with a cookie every once in a while?" I said, "Dad, you're not eating a cookie every once in a while or something sweet. You're on the seafood diet. You see food, you eat it." You know. And I said, and unfortunately, and we enjoyed a good laugh, and my nephew is really enjoying me making fun of his grandfather, because it's just, it's terrible. But if we get in those, that, and that's why all the things that Nikan's given us are so valuable, but we don't have those spare body parts. But it really has been life-altering for me, because as I said to you yesterday on the phone, the beautiful thing is that simple tweaking I can do while brushing my teeth, get into that position. And my goal, folks, has never been to have a six-pack. I jokingly say, yeah, I'm working for a four-and-a-half-pack. But one of the greatest compliments came last summer, when we took our middle daughter to university, and I think we were just getting out of the pool or something. I don't remember what it was. And I guess she hadn't seen me without wearing a shirt or something in a while. And she says, "Mommy, Daddy's ripped." I said, "That's a good thing, right?"
So, and she wasn't, talking about a tear in your shirt, was she?
No, or a tear in my abdomen, you know, like the hernia that's underneath the skin that nobody could ever see, because that wasn't fun either. But I it's fun. It really is fun being in a better position than I was prior to being introduced to Nikan. But David, tell us your story, as you did two nights ago, what we call an elevator speech. Start there, because I think that, as we've already talked about, you know, your background and what you were able to teach me, there's so much more than that.
Sure. Before I read my television speech, let me kind of set it up. Like I said, I really enjoyed personal training, and I love learning about the body. I had two of the trainers that I worked alongside of, they knew how much I love learning about the body. And each one of them individually came up to me and said, "You know, because you have such a passion for learning about the body, I'm going to share something with you that I think you'll get really excited about." And one of those trainers shared Nikan, and the other trainer shared something called muscle activation techniques, which uses range of motion on a massage table to very accurately and effectively find and correct muscle imbalances. And the more I learned about each one of those, the more excited I got. And they both focus on balance, and there's a very powerful synergy of how they feed off of each other. So I realized as I started learning more about Nikan and using the products and applying muscle activation to people, I realized I needed to, you know, create a business or do more of this because of this synergy and how these two things feed off each other. So my elevator speech is, my business is called Live in Balance because I show people how to have balance in their body and balance in their life. This is very important because balance is the key to having the healthiest body possible and the happiest and most successful life possible. I address balance in the body in two ways. One is with muscle activation techniques, which uses range of motion to accurately and effectively find and correct muscle imbalances. Since muscles are 75% water, I then show the client how to keep their muscles turned on and take balance in the body to an even higher level with the healthiest water on the planet. It is an amazing technology from a Japanese health research company called Miken that is getting exciting results for so many people. In addition to amazing water, Niken also addresses the other four elements of nature that are essential for cells of the body to thrive and not just survive. They are air, nutrition, sleep, and natural energy. The energy of the earth, which is magnetism, and the energy of the sun, which is far infrared.
And David, being able to share your story like that, my mind goes a zillion different directions, like, tell me more. This is fascinating. As the Bible says in the very, very end, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Some people are not, and I encountered this just yesterday, and I'm not going to go into all the details. As a first responder, as a volunteer firefighter, there are certain things that when we respond to a call, not having all the information, when we see that the paramedics are about to arrive about the same time we are, we don't slow down. We never do that. But if during the situation we're in globally right now, and we're not going to talk about it, we're not going to mention it, we're not going to make any claims that Niken can do this or Niken can't do that, we're not going to get into that at all. And David is way smarter than I am when it comes to choosing words carefully. We learned that in ICANN. But this particular 42-year-old individual had an allergic reaction to the new inhaler that he was prescribed a couple days ago. But there was a lot of things unhealthy about the home when we walked in. We're all masked up, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we chose to keep our distance way away because he was not in a good place. Physically, he wasn't in a good place. I could see that based on the environment. The list of medications that his girlfriend handed me were way, way, way too long. And then he went into a coughing fit, and the paramedics did their job, and so we just walked away. And I thought to myself, you know, if I had the information, or if he had the information like what David, what you just shared, it'd be like, maybe Western medicine could use some fine tweaking, and we don't need to go into all the statistics to where we're at as a nation compared to others. We talked about that a few weeks ago with Dr. John Jackson, and just being open and honest. David, when you look at, I don't want to go into all the negative about where we are statistically as a nation, finding the solutions in nature, and I think this is the way you have shared it with me, being able to go out, and it's not a one-solution answer. I love the way you taught me that, you know, if there was a one solution answer, you know, if we drink this jug of juice or if we use this herb or we use this new oil derived from cannabis, then that's all we'd ever need. And we'd see that in the Garden of Eden or we'd see that down through the centuries and the whole world would be doing that. But it's not, because as you've taught me, Niken does have the whole wellness home concept. Expound on that a little bit. Why is that so true for us, that good sleep, good water, good nutrients, grounding, why is that so imperative for the physical body?
Well, to answer that, and again, it's the simple things that are sometimes the most profound, but for those of you on the call, if you've ever seen the video featuring Dr. Hagiwara, who created our J Greenzymes, that video I've shared with a number of people, it opens with two very powerful statements. And the first one is, nature has given the chance of happiness to all if only they knew how to use it. And the second statement addresses sharing it with others. Which is what we do in Niken. And God gave us the five elements of nature, and it's not a coincidence that every cell that makes up the bodies we live in, our cells have to have those elements, which, you know, the elements that we teach people in Niken, you know, air, water, nutrition, sleep, and the natural energy. And I think that your statement, Vance, I think the fact that so many companies and so many people are addressing health and wellness with only one or two pieces of the puzzle, I think that's contributing to why we are in this situation. We have a virus that we've never heard of, and the doctors are so, miffed and dumbfounded on, the doctors that are on the president's task force overseeing this. You keep hearing them say, we learn more about this virus every day. But here's something that the doctors know so little about that's brought our country to such a screeching halt. I mean, I'm 56 years old, and I'm pretty sure everybody on this call, no matter, how old or how young, we've never seen this country and even the world come to a halt like this, where all sports are canceled, events and, musical concerts, live events are canceled, hair salons and gyms are shut down, restaurants downsized to just take out orders and drive through. It's just, we've never seen anything impact us like this. And the thing is, it didn't have to be like this. If we were taking better care of our health, and if the public was getting more of the truth, and that's another thing with this whole coronavirus, you keep hearing, was China being honest with us, and the facts and figures, are they the truth? Well, the public is not getting the whole truth, and we know this in Nikan. People aren't getting the truth about what health and wellness really is. If you only have one or two pieces of a puzzle that takes many pieces, you still have an incomplete puzzle. You haven't completed the puzzle. You're not even close. So while there's many things out there that have positive benefits on the body, it takes more than those one or two things to truly get the body as healthy as possible. And as far as this current time, a few weeks ago on Mike DiMuccio's Power A-Team call, normally he has three, sometimes four guests, but this particular one he had five, and Ben Woodward was the last one. And Ben shared a statement that all the other people on the call, the other guests and Mike himself, after a few seconds of silence, a few of them actually went, wow. And what Ben said was, Nikan is a company that's been 45 years in the making for this very moment.
And why, David, why? I'm going to interrupt the silence there and say, why, in your opinion, why?
Because I think that I'm hoping that the way this country's been shut down and the way, people's incomes have been significantly impacted, I'm hoping it's a huge wake-up call to the whole country that we have not been doing all that we need to do for our health and well-being. And for us in Nikan, and it's interesting that of all the different comments on the different, I'm not a big TV watcher, but last night I was watching a little bit of TV to kind of wind down before going to bed. And one of the major networks, a person on that network, they actually made the comment, Vance. They said, it turns out that one of the best things you can do for coronavirus is get into nature, fresh air. they actually said that. He said, get outside and get fresh air and sunlight. And I'm thinking, we've been teaching people that in the United States since 1989 when Mr. Masuda brought Nikan here. And I'm hoping, I think in a way that it's kind of shown a bit of arrogance in this country. Arrogance meaning that, as long as people are not getting sick, they think they're healthy. And, you're a parent, Vance, you've got three daughters. If you're a parent and your child's bringing home report cards with C's and D's, you're not outside shouting and waving your hands telling everybody that your kids are doing well. But just because they're not flunking, just because they're doing enough to not get F's and fail doesn't mean they're doing well. If you're in the swimming pool and all you're doing is fighting and kicking to keep your head above water, you're not doing well. Michael Phelps does really well in water. I'm hoping that the country will take it as a wake-up call that we've been kind of arrogant thinking that we're doing what we need to do, and this wake-up call is showing people that, no, we're not as healthy as we need to be, or this virus would not have been an issue at all.
And David, you mentioned someone like Michael Phelps. Not all of us are going to become a several gold medal winner Olympic athlete several times over. But we can do little things. And you also mentioned I'm a parent, and I'm sitting here looking at a picture I took 35 minutes ago of our three daughters who decide to have a sleepover and turn our living room into a fort. And it was much to I can see the design of this, and it's the 10-year-old, okay? And she's the first to rise, and she's laying in between her two older sisters, 18 and 21, on either side of her, and they know how to sleep in because they're in university. And And a week ago, we found out that the 21-year-old is getting ready to graduate from American University, you know, doing everything online, of course, now. But she's been on the dean's list every semester. I didn't know that. And I'm going,
that's
why
awesome.
Didn't you do it? She's like, well, I didn't think it was such a big deal. And I'm going, just like, you came from me. You know, you're the bio child. and you're so much, because she disciplines herself. She knows that, hey, if I want to, you know, and I guess maybe NECAN, the five pillars of health, the concept of balance, these things that, hey, we don't need to be sick. And she's got some bad DNA my older brother, her uncle, you know, when it comes to breathing issues and asthma and allergies. And so she's a trooper. She jumps out there, and you mentioned Jade Greenzymes, and I want to connect people to some of these simple solutions. And again, David, as you said, it's not a one solution answer. And Steve Roberts in his little note to me that I emailed out to everybody yesterday, beautiful explanation that, you know, it's not just one mushroom that their family has been using for. They grow a lot of different mushrooms, and he's been an avid mushroom guy for years. And here's a guy who got a curveball thrown to him, and I won't mention the specific condition, years ago, because he doesn't like to talk about it, because he doesn't want to become that condition's expert. But he had to go back to what Dr. Hagiwara and several others, developed. And it's so simple. You know, and I don't want to become a, you know, advocate, but I'm looking at it right now. I just looked it up on YouTube, and it's the fourth video that popped up in a random, and it's, I'll just give you the spelling of Dr. Hagiwara, okay, because, David, you referenced it, and he talks about barley, about, barley grass and what it does. And then, David, did you say that this is the answer for treating people with coronavirus or COVID-19? Nope.
Not at all.
I didn't hear you say that. No, it's not a one solution. But Dr. Hagiwara is spelled, obviously people know how to spell doctor, but H-A-G-I-W-A-R-A. H-A-G-I-W-A-R-A. And there's several, 7 minutes, 43 seconds is one. I'm looking at another one that 7 minutes, 31 seconds. Dr. Yosh, that's a totally different doctor. Anyways, Dr. Hagiwara, why is he such a proponent? Why do you reference that, David? And I'll leave it.
Well, like
I
said, first of all, those two opening statements are very powerful, because I think it hits on what we're all about in NECAN. NECAN evidently is because we're the only company in the world that I know of that's addressing all of the elements of nature, not one or two, that, like I said, the first statement is nature has given the chance of happiness to all if only they knew how to use it. Well, evidently, Mr. Masuda and the leaders at NECAN, when they came, they set the record for fastest growing company in Japanese history as a health research company with the insoles, with the only product of the insoles, came to the United States and expanded the product line to include all of the elements of nature. So addressing that opening statement, evidently NECAN knows how to use nature. And that second opening statement is a man of humanity is one who, in seeking to establish himself, finds a foothold for others, and in seeking attainment for himself, helps others to attain. So what's NECAN's mission? Experience these products and what they can do for your own body, and then go share it with others and get them excited about NECAN. And that's what the, those, that's the two opening statements of the doc. If you just type in Dr. Hagiwara video, it's one of the first ones that comes up. You'll see an older Asian gentleman wearing glasses, and that's the one you want to click on. But then it goes on to tell his story. Here's a man who created the largest pharmaceutical company in all of Japan, but happens to be working in his own lab and falls ill to mercury, being exposed to mercury, and does a complete 180 and says, okay, toxic chemicals are not the way to go. I'm going to focus my efforts and my energy on what nature has that can have make a more profound impact on the body. And after researching over 400 different green plants, he comes to the realization that barley grass is the most nutrient-dense food on the planet.
And I think, David, that's where for the last, and I know the exact date when Nikan introduced it 18 years ago, because I remember Kenna was 3. She's now 21. And we got to see, and all we did was teach her, hey kiddo, let's use this when you can't see because your eyes are getting so puffy, and that kind of makes it a bummer as a young lady when you want to go play outside. But we have a lot of pollen in our area, especially in the springtime and in the summer. It's raging. There's so much dense forests up here, and the long and short of it, she'd mix some up either in water. Usually she'd do it like 50-50, half grape juice, half, you know, or you can take it straight. And we could see, and I'm not making a medical claim, I'm just telling you what would happen right before our own eyes. We could see the puffiness in her eyes start to dissipate. And then she'd just go running right back outside. And I thought, there's such a simple solution. So our family has been using it ever since then, along with other things. Again, it's not a one stop, once and done product. And I love the fact that you reiterate that over and over. Nikan, it's a balance. It's a, you know, let's look at all the solutions that we have to offer here. And if you really push the envelope, and in when it comes to a healthy mind, you referenced not watching a lot of TV. Sometimes we have to, as I have taught our family, and it falls on me. Our closest dam to us that, you know, holds back the water on the Columbia River is the Bonneville Dam. So I repeatedly say it on a regular basis, hey, let's turn off the Bonneville Dam TV. And of course, Addie, this in your book. I said, what was it I just said? That's why my way of swearing without swearing. But it's been fascinating to be able to take control over that by just looking at the five pillars. And you also referenced the fact that Nikan's start, you didn't use the word Kaizen, but what can I do? First, I got to improve myself, and then I can help other people. We got to take care of it, and that's one of the things I think at where we're at in the situation of our country. Look at some of the nations that are doing really, really well. And what do they do? What is it that they're doing? Why don't we spend the millions or even probably the billions? I love the fact that the Gates Foundation has donated $100 million on developing a cure, a vaccine, and it doesn't cost that much just to go do some quick research and say, hey, let's look at a culture that their numbers are really, really well. There's a lot more into it than just consuming barley grass. Right, David?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, again, you know, our Creator, the Heavenly Father above, gave us the elements of nature because our cells have to have all of them, not just two of them or three of them. And as I used the word synergy. There's a very, very powerful synergy in how they feed off each other. You know, some of us, over the years, as we've loaned Nikan magnetic products to people to help with their challenges, sometimes there's a very strong reaction the person has, and it's simply because, as my upline leader and Nikan friend and colleague, Dr. Gary Lindner, shares, this country is so dehydrated. And so I know a lot of the Nikan people that have been at it for years, that they will give somebody PyMag water for a day or a few days to get them better hydrated, and then loan them insoles or an extra mattress pad or whatever, so that, you know, to reduce the effects of possibly having a strong reaction simply because of that dehydration. But and since the body is, and again, referencing our Creator God above, it's not a coincidence. I tell people this a lot. It's not a coincidence that the human body and the surface of the earth are both 70% water.
Nope. that should be a common sense solution right there.
Absolutely. But, and so with this coronavirus thing going on, honestly, for those of us in Nikan, I think it's absolutely, and I appreciate Mr. Masuda giving us humans being more, because no matter how successful our individual Nikan businesses are, we can obviously, and you don't need any more example of this than the fact that, you know, just look at what's going on in this country and the rest of the world. This coronavirus is showing us we can do so much more. But this is also, with what we have to offer in Nikan, this is our time to shine. This is absolutely our time to shine, because this country can be a lot healthier. And if we were a lot healthier, you know, because here's the thing I'm concerned about, and maybe many of you on the call have had the thoughts and concerns. Once we get past this coronavirus thing, well, moving forward, are we just going to have to be walking around on eggshells and walking around, you know, with masks all the time and gloves and having to be defensive? With Nikan, I grew up playing sports, and I went on and played football in college, and there's an expression in football that sometimes the best offense is a great defense. And with what we have to offer and with this coronavirus thing, I turn that around and say, rather than moving forward and walking around defensive, like, I got to wear masks, and, you know, we should have been washing our hands anyway, but now we're washing them 3, 4, 5 times as much. Instead of walking around on eggshells and being cautious moving forward, how about the best defense being a great offense? Meaning every one of us does have control over how healthy our body is. And if we're teaching others to do the same, if we're getting our body healthy and getting it in balance with the five elements of nature, then there shouldn't be any virus or health challenge, you know, that becomes a major factor. Our body is set up in the best manner possible to deal with any health challenge in the future, rather than having to walk on eggshells and be, you know, ultra cautious about anyone and anything.
You know, David, and I want to leave it at that. What I'd like to do is, in a few weeks' time, for the sake of time, now that people got a little bit familiar, and by the way, you you were requested. I know how great you are, being able to be your roommate a year ago, year and a half ago now, almost, at in Layton, Utah, and then being your partner at the Humans Being More Experience. What a treat. It was life-impacting for me in so many different ways. And but what you just said, walking on eggshells in this, you know, defensive mode, people are really, really freaked out. And if you don't understand, eventually you're going to run out of groceries, okay? And I'm the designated Costco shopper for our family and for my older brother and my sister-in-law and their family. So they gave me a list, and I've been 3 times. And the long and short of it, exactly what you just said, David, we were there for an hour. I looked at when we walked in and then when we walked out, and it's just such a fascinating experience, because people are looking for solutions. And when you walk down an aisle that's really big, it's oversized, any of the big box stores, they're really big aisles, but people see another person coming, and it's like they hunker down and hide in this invisible bomb shelter that's not there, because they're really freaked out. And living in fear is no way to live.
But I just stood there and started watching people after a while as Emily was going different directions and going, oh, we forgot this, and oh, what list, you know, was that? But my point is this, that all the defensive structures, all the defensive mechanisms that we can have, we're not going to be 100% shielded from everything. And we see that with people that driving around cars, and they're wearing masks inside their cars. And I thought, wow, I didn't realize cars were so toxic. Again, just common sense. It's like I can't stand to wear the thing even a few minutes when I'm on a medical call and I'm required. And it drives me nuts. But there are times to do that. But what I'd like to do, David, is in a couple weeks, you and I will schedule it, but folks, I'd like you to kind of think, I've got this situation, maybe not even related to what currently is going on globally, but how do I tweak things in my body? What would you suggest? And David will just simply answer those one by one. And as we did with Carol Noble, I think I'll do a better job with David than I did with Carol, is I won't ask any questions. I'll just say, hey, David, those of us who heard you, ask away. So it's on you, folks, to have those questions ready. From being able to take our physical bodies to the next level, because I see it with people all the time who right now they can't go to the gym and they're clamoring to get back. But those who are wise, they're seeking other ways to do it. They're taking up walking. They're taking up jogging. They're getting out, as you said, getting out into nature as best they can. They're breathing clean air because it is cleaner. And that's been a huge wake-up call globally. People in India are able to see mountain ranges that they've never seen before because there's less pollution. And, folks, I will, if you've not traveled, you can read all this stuff online. It's all there. And, again, I would suggest starting with the Dr. Hagiwara story. It's really short, really easy, and you'll get an idea of, okay, this is why we take and utilize something as simple as the jade greenzymes, Nikan's version of the barley grass. And it's not a one solution fits all. We have to take advantage, and just as a reminder, take advantage of the prices on the water pack, free shipping for a brand new consultant. And I've got Julie Clark in the back of my head who called me yesterday to remind me of that. There's all these little perks. For a few more days, the extreme discount on the waterfall alone, it's huge. But even when it's not discounted, or even if it's not a water pack, it is the best. And I don't think we can, I don't think we're bragging when we say it that way. It is the best. Do the research. It's unbelievable. What other companies will say, you know, and just talking about pH alone, it's just huge. And again, David, probably you and I have said things that sound like making a medical claim. Nikan does not endorse Saturday AM Live. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there as a safeguard. All of our statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. We're not making any claims. The results that our daughter had when she was a little girl, with her breathing issues and utilizing something like jade greenzymes and the pine mag water, can I say those are not typical? Well, I think they kind of are typical, but we're not making a medical claim. We're just simply sharing what happened with her and all the results that people get. Again, it's just really fun to start tweaking things and going, my back really is suffering like mine was. If I use this product, or I alter this, or I start drinking more water, or I start doing time under tension rather than doing a zillion crunches every day, my body will actually function better. So David Jones has been with us this morning. And, David, you will come back in a couple weeks, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say
yes. No, I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to. And,
okay.
To echo what you were just sharing, it's not about taking away people's symptoms or health challenges. You know, that's what the medical professionals do. And they've gone through extensive training and education to do so, you know, the doctors and nurses. But when you give the body what God created it to have, some amazing things can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, David, again,
for giving us so much of your time. Hopefully this has been helpful. The recording for this is available on SaturdayAMLive.com, not SaturdayMorning.com, not Saturday Night Live, but SaturdayAMLive.com. And just click, go down to the tab that says 2020 Recordings. All right, and 2020 is not a news show. It's just the tab you're looking for, and by name. Look for the name David Jones. And again, I can't stress enough what Carol Noble shared with us last week, and then would that be 3-4 weeks ago with her journey with Niken. Some just simple answers, and she a very fun way to do that. But those are there for you to use. And copy it. Once it starts playing, you just copy and paste it into an email, or you can do it on your phone as well. And send them to people. They're home. They have time, hopefully. And if you can get them to turn off the Bonneville Dam TV, then and do just listen. Just sit and listen. Hey, here, I got to hear this gal who got bit by what she called the love bug. That recording is there. Last week she did even better than 3-4 weeks ago, because it was your questions that folks called in. So. That's all we got. Thank you so much again, David, and we'll just put a pause on it right there.
Thank you, man.